Can you feel the 5G? Check out this video. This drone climbs to 500 feet carrying an antenna that is connected to a multimeter. And these MacGyvers pull 50 volts out of thin air. They sell it like free energy. Do you want free energy? You can power your home with a drone connected to an antenna. And you just suck the electricity out of the air. And that may sound really cool, but besides powering your home out of thin air, people are getting zapped with all of this electricity that is being pumped out of these death towers. These death towers are basically like a sprinkler system, pumping out electrons at the speed of light and dumping them everywhere. And these death towers, of course, are conveniently placed near your homes, not for your telecommunications convenience, but essentially to make you sick. At first came the 5G, then came the COVID. And that's what this video is really about. Now, we could play the sound and you could hear the electricity pumping through the wire, crackling, zapping the guy as they connected to the multimeter, as they connected to the ground. But 50 volts are basically coming through, and that's nearly enough to power your appliances. If done right, connected to batteries, of course, you could power your home with all of this electricity that is just being blasted through the air. But the question is, why is there this much pollution, electromagnetic pollution, in the air? It's because of these death towers. It's because of the radio towers. It's because of the television towers. And while we might love technology, this technology is making people sick. It's giving people cancer. It's giving people long COVID. It's giving people all sorts of medical issues. And it's making big pharma lots of money. Big telecom makes you sick, and big pharma basically finishes you off. That's the beast system. And there's no opting out. There's no escaping. You will be saturated with death rays from the death towers each and every day until you die, unless you protect yourself. And that's why we recommend that you begin shielding immediately. But basically, we have this video where they're running experiments, and eventually they will pull 50 plus volts out of thin air using insulated copper wire, flying a drone approximately 500 feet above the ground. Now, depending on your location, you may be getting more or less electricity depending on what the circumstances are like. But basically, everyone is getting blasted. Everyone is feeling the discomfort ever since the rollout of 5G and the COVID. And this is being done as part of the Agenda 21 extermination program. Silent weapons for a silent genocide. What else do we have in the news, ladies and gentlemen? Let us check out the Telegram feed at STFN Report for the latest updates from around the world. There's the video guy. The only hope for America is bringing the Bible back into our schools. If people carried a Bible instead of a cell phone, the world would be a better place. But of course, this is not the case, and that's why the cities look like a zombie apocalypse. It's coming. The zombie apocalypse is definitely coming, thanks to Bill Gates and GMOs and all of these lab-made meats that are hitting the shelves without labels or without proper studies. Of course, all of these people that brought us the pandemic are free to strike again. All of these serial killers are free to strike again. And there will be another pandemic. We've already seen the propaganda for Disease X. Bill Gates has paid the deposit at the Chinese laboratories for $50 million. It's coming. Check out this news. World's first mass-produced humanoid robot to tackle labor shortages amid aging population. China will be mass-producing robots like iRobot in the very near future. It won't be long before there are more robots than people. And of course, they will turn against us. And so that process has begun. And it won't be long before the cities are pumping out death robots to go along with all of these death towers. And the news about these new robots are everywhere. You'll be seeing them soon, along with your lab-made meat. What else do we have in the news? DOJ quietly removes child sex trafficking information from its website. Minor attracted children is the new term. Pedophile is now hate speech, as they groom your children and indoctrinate them for sexual gratification. The world truly has become terrible place, to say the least. If genitals don't define gender, then why does removing them affirm it? Says the meme makers. Interesting question. All sorts of paranormal activity and the like on the Telegram feed. Oh, here's the vice president saying, we need to reduce the population. There's a theme here. They're trying to kill you. And they're using silent weapons to do it. Who Freudian slips reducing the population? Have you ever done that? Oh, I meant pollution. Yeah. Getting news that the Prime Minister of Israel, Netanyahu, was released from the hospital after being found unconscious, like Madonna. Obviously, he wasn't sleeping. They tried waking him up, didn't work. And they implanted him with a heart monitor, like surgically inserted into the heart, like a cyborg. It's probably a clone that malfunctioned and had to be replaced, like Hillary on 9/11. Did you see this video? It's like some kind of festival in Baltimore. And they claim that a helicopter just flew overhead during this festival and dumped a bunch of GMO mosquitoes on these people. And they're like trying to make the best of it as they're getting injected with the next vaccine. Getting a lot of positive feedback on IP6 as a cancer fighter. There's all sorts of things floating around the internet that claim to be good at fighting cancer. And so, if you know people that have been afflicted by the genocide program, IP6, among other things, are something to consider. But nobody really knows for sure if it's going to work. Check out these dates from the store. Some kind of poison in them. You squeeze them and basically poison comes out. Look at that. It's juicy. Be sure to check your dates. Of course, the adventure begins with the book of Genesis. Be sure to check out the Holy Bible channel on Telegram. The dramatized audio version of the Bible is the best that you'll ever listen to. And you should know the Bible better than your favorite song. Ah, check out the indoctrination. A lot of people in the comments claim that the top picture is much better than the bottom picture. And you have to wonder why people say that exactly. I know why they say that. They saw the movie Europa, which totally sucked. And they're like, oh yeah, Hitler was awesome. No, Hitler was a Rothschild puppet just like everybody else. Was Nazi Germany better than the West? Maybe. Was Nazi Germany better than the Soviet Union? Maybe. But it wasn't a picnic. It was a very militant style dictatorship. One party system, no free press, political prisoners were rounded up. And many people ended up in labor camps and died in harsh conditions. 50 million people died in World War II, and Germany was totally destroyed by the end of it. I'm not sure how that is a measure of success. I know how people will spin it. Had Hitler won, it would be a better place. Well, basically the Nazis didn't lose the war, they won the war, and we're living in the Fourth Reich right now. And so if you like these people on television, then you are correct. Hitler is awesome. But if you think these people on television suck, then you might want to rethink your opinion about Nazi Germany. Of course, the people look nicer than today. And I think everybody would probably prefer living in Nazi Germany than living in San Francisco. But I wouldn't consider it a free society. And I wouldn't necessarily consider it a place where you'd want to live, especially as a Christian, because eventually they started coming after Christians as well. And so everyone has their opinion on that subject. But based on our research, basically Hitler was a Rothschild puppet and essentially controlled opposition. So, just like every other world leader, you might think, you know, one world leader is better than the other. They're all the same. It's like a wrestling match. It's all fake. It's like Republicans and Democrats everywhere. There's no difference. Whoever you vote for, you're the loser. Guaranteed. Each and every time. So, you might like Hitler. Hitler might have been a nice guy, maybe, but probably not. What do we got here? We got this footage from the future 15-minute cities. Not sure if we can get this video to reset, but this is what it's going to look like. No escape. Where's your papers? Show me your papers. Show me your passport. And you have capos all too eager to basically enforce the dictates of the regime. What else do we have in the news feed? There are only two genders. You know, you might think that this would be common sense. You might think that this would be pretty obvious. Have you seen a third gender? What do their genitalia look like exactly? Hermaphrodite? Have you seen anything other than a man or a woman in the bedroom? You might think that this would be trusted science. There are only two genders, but no. No, there are like 1,000 genders, according to the public schools and the like. What do you say to that exactly? There are 1,000 genders. And if you don't agree, you're basically a racist, a homophobe, a bigot, a hater. And so you can't even state the obvious to these people because they're living in another world, a psychotic world. And their delusions about gender are just the beginning of the problem. And of course, that would be okay if it was just kind of like an isolated problem. But this problem has basically become an epidemic. And essentially, wherever you go, you're being confronted by crazy people with their crazy ideas. And wherever you go, they're basically hunting you. Because you're not one of them. It makes you wonder what happened to these people. I think we first started noticing the problem during the pandemic. Common sense just didn't matter. Wear two masks. Make sure it's above the nose. Get your vaccine that's never been tested. Common sense has just totally left the conversation. How did it become that way? Is it the fluoride? Is it the propaganda? You might think so, but based on our research, it definitely looks like these people have been body snatched by some kind of demonic alien force that is holding the world hostage. Essentially, it might as well be the movie They Live for all intents and purposes. Now the question is, why haven't we been infected by whatever this is? Is it our blood type? Is it our faith? That is the question. Why are some of us still human, while most of the people out there have been turned into freaks? Nothing will make sense until you understand that essentially these people have been body snatched. I've seen the process. And you wouldn't believe me if I told you exactly what was behind the politics and the rhetoric that we see on television. Everything has gone up in price except salvation. It's still free, paid in full by Jesus. Jesus is the way, ladies and gentlemen. Never forget that. I'm sure everybody saw this video of this direct hit on Mike Pence. You can't imagine that traitor going from place to place trying to round up support for a presidential run, but there he is. And the response was quite clear by the future generations. F you, Mike Pence. Nothing worse than the Judas in disguise. I'm sure everybody saw this video. Creepy Biden was basically licking and sniffing a little girl in Finland. She's basically screaming for help. Look at that. You can see the tongue action there. He slimed her, ladies and gentlemen, on live television. The trolls on television say 61,000 people died last summer in Europe due to climate change. You know, these people still don't have air conditioning. It's the year 2023, and the majority of people in Europe do not have air conditioning. They don't have bug screens either. And they all took the vaccine. But it's probably the weather. We don't really know. But it sounds like a lot of people. It's a good thing all these boats are coming in from Africa. Otherwise, you know, there would be less people. And you know, the Africans didn't take the vaccine. So it looks like Europe is about to turn into Africa squared, which is cool. Because if you've ever been to Europe, you'd understand that most of these people kind of suck anyways. You think the libtards are bad in America. Even the conservatives in Europe are way left in their ideologies. They're all socialist countries. They might as well be communists, basically. Hitler was a socialist. The Europeans are all socialists. Show me your papers. Ah, who cares? What else do we have in the news? Well, the Australians are now telling employers to destroy all of their vaccine data. They don't want any evidence of the genocide to exist. And so that's basically the new kind of strategy. Never talk about the pandemic. Never talk about the vaccines. Never talk about what happened for like 2 years when they killed millions of people. But we should talk about it. We should talk about what they did. Ah. This is the new satanic clothing at Target. Pride Month is over, but their evangelism never ends. And they've basically have taken over the schools, the television. They basically have a monopoly when it comes to indoctrinating children. And so the future looks pretty grim for the future generations unless we step up and basically abort this satanic world order. We pretty much have to leave it there for this broadcast. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Till the next time. If you're listening to this, you are the Resistance.